This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, talking to you, not at you, is Rich McFadden.
With you, yes.
Did I say with you?
You said to you, not at you.
You, with you, around you.
I think we're talking with you.
Through you. That's what they say in the city council meeting, through you, Mr. Chairman, to whoever it is that you're speaking to instead of just talking to. That's part of Robert's Rules of Order, I think, isn't it? What
just Robert.
Yeah. And who made him boss?
Right. Ken Kessler is really the boss here, along with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on that big earthquake in Kansas. Almost five, well, not big, but it was big for Kansas-Oklahoma border. 33 miles southwest of Wichita, things were boom shakaloom. What do you say, Jennifer?
Boom shakalaka.
Shakalaka, that's what they were doing. The Central Plains late in the day, not the sort of thing you normally expect there in the heartland.
I feel the earth move.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the sky.
Folks felt it in neighboring states as well. There was a report from Irving, Texas, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. U.S. Geological Survey says that there were no injuries, no heavy damage reported. Wasn't there an earthquake? Where was the last earthquake? A couple of weeks ago. It wasn't in this country, though, was it?
There are earthquakes every minute.
There are, actually, yeah, you're right about that. That was the point I was going to make. Yeah.
When are there never earthquakes? Yeah. When are there not earthquakes?
Always earthquakes. The things are changing underneath the plates of the continental shelf and the plates where all of the surface, we think that going down in the ocean 3 miles is deep, man. Can you believe that? Going down 3 miles in the ocean? Hello. It's 12,000 miles to the core of the earth. So 3 miles doesn't seem to be too high. Can you imagine? Think about this. The pressure. You've heard of the bends people get when they go into deep sea diving and they go down 300-400 feet.
Right.
And they come up too quickly. They don't get enough oxygen and their bodies almost disintegrate. So that's the pressure of 400 feet. Imagine what it's like going down 4,000 feet or 40,000 feet. In terms of, you've probably seen some of those old submarine movies where the submarine gets crushed.
Right, people's lungs pop, kind
of,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, get down that far. So now, let's just keep going. The average depth of the Pacific Ocean is about 4.5-5 miles. Where the plane went down, supposedly, I think it's 10 miles there. Some places 17 miles, 24 miles is the deepest, I think, anywhere. And so that's heavy pressure. But think of what it's like at the core of the Earth, 12,000 miles. That's why there are volcanoes, because the Earth in the center is always on fire. The temperatures are so hot you couldn't believe. You think, well, the sun's really hot, but we have temperatures that almost equate what the sun's temperature is at the center of our Earth. I don't think people realize
what causes that.
Energy.
Is it friction? I guess energy, friction.
It's the pressure. It's all the pressure that comes. And yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. The Earth is made of gas, as Jennifer will be happy to tell you. We were earlier today, Richie, before you showed up, discussing the climate change and how much there was of carbon dioxide in the air. 5 billion tons coming from the Chinese every year. So how do you measure? Somebody called me and said, what was it, Kenny? 14.7 pounds per square inch. So if you,
like that.
If you had a, so this is the concept here, give you a headache. Measure your piece of property. How many square inches do you think there are on your piece of property, Richie?
We couldn't even tell you.
Okay, so how many feet there are multiplied by 12, right. Yada, yada, yada.
Quarter acre lot, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's, let's see, 40, that's 10,000 square feet times 12. So you have about 100, you're about 12,000 square inches on your property.
Thank you. I was wondering.
All right, so multiply that times 15. All right, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Another one's going to be a math test.
12.
Not just once, by the way.
Right.
12 times 15 is, let's see here, about 18,000. Is that right? 1,800. No, sorry, 1,800. So you've got on each of, you've got, wow, you got a lot of, you got tons of crap in your yard, Richie.
Oh, my God.
Colorado pot sales are up, too, Doug.
Yes, they are. It appears that Colorado's booming pot industry.
I wouldn't have known it by listening to you.
A bump.
Didn't you have to fly through there on the way back from California?
I did. I may have gotten a little bit too much in the noxious fumes there.
Yeah.
Sales of marijuana for recreational and medical use fell for the first time since Colorado legalized selling pot earlier this year.
I guess you can be too high.
Colorado high? Where's John Denver?
I'd like to see how that correlates with pizza sales in there, because we had Peyton Manning.
Well, don't you remember? Peyton Manning bought all those chains.
He said all of his pizza chains were like going gangbusters after the law. Yeah, so I would like to follow the pot sales and see what Peyton Manning's pizza sales are doing.
Really?
See if there's an absolute correlation there.
Jennifer, you missed a story in the TV report. Mike Huckabee may get axed off of Fox.
Well, not because of anything he's done wrong, because he might run for president.
Really? Again?
Yeah, I like him.
Nah, he's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
You know why? He believes in the same
guy. The same guy represents him as represents me. You knew that, Richie, right?
I did know that, Doug.
Yeah. And so we were talking yesterday about how Huckabee has been sort of disrespected by a certain radio organizations. And I thought, and I said this, I think, even in the meeting. Well, how do you fire a guy who's going to run for the presidency? I mean, he's actually, he doesn't thrill me with the way and what his presentation and his content.
Yeah, what if he becomes president?
But he becomes president and you fired him from your radio organization? Hello, ding, 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 ding. Not too smart. 14 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
Thanksgiving can be stressful, especially if you're the one hosting. From cooking the perfect turkey to the dreaded post-dinner cleanup, you're probably wondering how you can spend more time entertaining guests enjoying Turkey Day and less time doing the dishes. Lifestyle expert Daisy Tay of TheItMom.com has some tips on conquering the post-Thanksgiving cleanup.
My biggest time-saving tip is to skip the pre-wash. Your dishes will get a better clean if you do. Yet, a recent survey by Cascade Platinum and Marie Claire found that 96% of people waste up to an hour a week pre-washing their dishes. Take back your time with a detergent like Cascade Platinum, which is specially formulated to latch onto food particles, breaking them down so they easily wash away, even 24 hours stuck on food. The garbage disposal in your dishwasher hardly anyone knows about handles the rest. Go ahead, skip the pre-wash and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
For more information or to post a review of Cascade Platinum, visit CascadeClean.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to bring us up to date on the latest medical knowledge. It looks like there's some news from Medicare, and I'm wondering how many people this might cover, Ken.
This is good news. Lung cancer, Doug, is the leading cause of cancer killing in America, causing over 159,000 American deaths this year. Annual lung cancer screenings for long-term smokers, they may soon be covered by Medicare. This was announced just this week. The reimbursement proposal would cover annual CT scans for people aged 55 to 74 with a smoking history of 30 pack years who still smoke or quit within the last 15 years. Pack years are determined by multiplying the number of packs smoked daily by the number of years a person has smoked. Private insurers also will be required to cover lung cancer screening studies for this group of people starting in 2015. So if you smoked for at least 30 pack years. That's equivalent to one pack for 30 years, two packs for 15 years. If you're between ages 55 and 74 and you are still smoking or quit within the last 15 years, you need to be screened with a low-dose CT scan once a year, and this is now approved by Medicare and insurers to begin in 2015. It will be paid for.
Okay, let's get people to feel a bit younger as we age. It's always nice to be able to sort of reverse things, Ken.
American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry this week, Doug. Feeling younger than one's real age could help to preserve memory and cognitive function, the ability to think as people get older. It appears that aging is both a subjective and biological experience. You'd love that thought, Doug.
Yes.
A younger self-image is more common in physically active people with lower body mass index. People who feel older than their age might require closer monitoring as they may be an early marker of impaired cognition leading to dementia.
Good God, what does all that mean?
It means if you want to preserve your memory, just think younger than your actual age.
Younger than springtime.
I'm great at that. We're all great at that here.
Are we? We are.
Just think a childlike. It's so healthy.
Yeah, we do that well.
That's easy.
Yeah.
I'm in about seventh grade right about now.
Well, you're going to all live forever.
You're older than me, then.
Yeah, you know. And if we all live forever, I hope the last voice I hear is yours.
Resuscitating Dr. Ken will be like, no, and then Douglas.
I remember that was one of the great lines. John Wayne was talking to Bob Hope on a TV special 40-some-odd years ago, and they were both talking about how old they were.
Yeah.
And it was almost like live long and prosper. Bob Hope says, I hope you live forever to John Wayne. And John Wayne says, I hope the last voice I hear is yours. So that's a kind of cool thing. All right. Speaking of cool things, we were talking a minute ago or a little while ago about Heart Factors Plus and how people ought to be using Heart Factors Plus. Ken, this is nothing but good.
Exactly. To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performance in the bedroom. Well, hell, Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. He tells us, I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body.
Blood pressure issues, all kinds of things. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, your head. It's called Heart Factors Plus. You get it by dialing 800-621-6300. 800-800-3313. Do it now. You mention Dr. Ken's name, you get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-621-6313.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Different. Singer Annie Lennox has won 4 Grammys, many other awards for her musical talents, known worldwide for her humanitarian efforts. I think we all remember her as she got started. Richie, have you got Walking on Broken Glass? Just a quick snippet.
One of my favorites.
1992. Uh-huh. So now in her new album, Nostalgia, which she recently released actually on vinyl and has had a CD.
That's so cool, by the way.
That is cool.
All right, exactly. Some of these songs, including, I got it. Yeah, exactly. Screaming Jay Hawkins. Don't listen to this, Richie. Crank this up.
Because you're mine.
I've been able to pick out her voice. She's got a pretty unique voice.
Mm-hmm.
You better stop the things you do.
Yeah,
this is cool.
Yeah. Annie Lennox has also received a Nobel Peace Laureate for her humanitarian services. Annie, welcome to Good Day.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
I'm very happy to be speaking to you, courtesy of modern technology. I'm not actually in the studio, folks. I'm a long way away in London.
I love it.
When you first started, what career path did you think you were going down with your music?
I don't know whether you can, you know, dream things up. I really don't know if that's possible. But what I would say is that somehow, when you're focused on what you want to achieve, you will achieve it more effectively than if you're not.
Annie Lennox is with us on Good Day. So you're using your talents now more than ever to help people. Motivation, what went on in your life or goes on in your life that makes the focus on women and children with HIV so important to you?
Okay, well, I have to take you back to a decade. decade ago, 2004, there was a special event that took place that I was invited to, and that was the launch of Nelson Mandela's 46664 campaign, which was his HIV and AIDS foundation. I had known about HIV, obviously, you know, in my own way, but the African AIDS pandemic was affecting women and children to such a degree that it was absolutely shocking. And it was so impacting on me, that event, of being part of that concert and witnessing Mandela talking about it and saying that there was a genocide going on in his country. And this is post-apartheid, you know. So it was a terrible heritage, actually, that the people of South Africa sort of received, and then no one talking. So I felt somehow beholden as a woman to identify with my own gender, and as a mother to identify with other mothers, to say, you know, human rights, this must be a human right that babies should be born free of HIV.
All right, let's spend the last minute that we have together talking about your new album, Nostalgia, and how you came up with these selections, like the rendition that we just heard a little bit of from Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Well, first of all, it's just a labor of love. I'm curious. I love singing. It's just always been the passion, one of the main passions of my life. And I just thought, because I'm coming up for my 60th birthday in December, I felt that, you know, before time absolutely runs out for me, that I might want to just take the opportunity and explore the genre. And it's so beautiful. The classic American songbook is a treasury. It truly is. And it's been a pleasure to have attempted some of these songs.
Well, pleasure to have you here and to hear some of your story, and to hear in that voice of yours the quality that we've come to know and love. Annie Lennox, the new album is Nostalgia. You can check out all of that at DougStephan.com. Annie, thanks for being here.
Many know Ed James as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed James, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip, but it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Steph, yeah, thank you. I have some disappointing news for Rich, though, before we get into the issues. Again, we're going to talk to Dr. Joy Brown in a few minutes. She will help us de-stress, as it were. All right, speaking of laughing, no laughing matter in New York City. Window, ever watch, those of you who have gone to any place where there are big glass buildings and wonder how do they keep these windows clean?
They do it on our building right here all the time.
So these two window washers were trapped on a scaffold that had broken.
Ooh, I'm looking at this.
On the New World Trade Center Tower.
It was breaking news on all the
networks. Yeah, yeah, it was all over. It's a great video. The helicopters around the building taking shots of this thing.
I'm sorry, but I would be like, if I were that window washer stuck up there, I'd be like, you take that helicopter out of here. It would be vibrating you. Can't
so
be doing
what
anything.
They had to do was take a saw and they had to cut the glass. On the World Trade Center.
Yeah, 70 you can't come down from the top or up from the bottom. It's too high.
No, exactly. There's no way how you're going to get at them.
Holy.
And I'm sitting here. I have chills. My legs are uncomfortable just thinking about this because I don't like, I mean, I love to fly. That doesn't bother me. But you're up on a ladder or something.
I'm bored. I'm telling you what. If there wasn't something filling my pants, it's because the heart attack got
let me.
Let
me tell you something.
No way.
When I see, I mean, you talk about getting people to do this job.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Lezama 41, and Juan Lopez, 33, with the two guys
Juan and Juan.
And when I see the guys out beside my, I mean, our building's only 17 stories or 17 floors.
Right.
It's always Spanish guys out there.
Yeah. Well, it used to be Canadians. We had back
Canadians.
No, no, it was Canadian. It used to be. Well, I know. I'm not kidding you.
You know, from the famous Canadian. From Ottawa.
No. There were two groups of people that used to work on the radio towers. There were American Indians that would do it, or Canadians. I don't know why. Why do you find that so amusing?
Because Canadians don't do anything.
And then there were, of course, the Indian Canadians who were like, how, eh?
Take off, Pocahontas, eh?
I'm sure our friend Akos will be happy to hear you and your translation of what Canadians are all about.
Yeah, bringing Canadians into the conversation. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, the Canadians, I remember when I was running a radio station, I had a tower that had a problem. We had a bunch of Canadians that came down, and they fixed whatever the problem was.
Get Canada on the phone. Yeah, right. Our transmitter's down.
All right, well, so much for that. In a moment.
This is Canada. We'll be right there, sir. Hey.
See how I make an innocent statement. They all twist and turn around. Folks, see what I have to put up with every day. Twisting and turning my simple statements of reality and fact. Twisted and turned around so that nobody knows what the real story is. All right, we're going to get to the real story of hunger in America. Just how much of a problem is it really? We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
I'd say 10. 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take responsibly.
This holiday season, buy $25 in Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards good for a future visit and get a blazing bonus worth up to $100. What if everything came with a bonus?
As a thank you for buying a pair of our shoes, we're going to give you a bonus shoe.
Just one shoe.
Yep,
the left one.
Okay.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Promotion begins November 24, 2014. To receive the bonus, no purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older, valid in restaurant and participating U.S. locations. Void in Florida, New York, Rhode Island, where prohibited by law. For entry without purchase information and official rules, visit buffalowildwings.com.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Doug Steffen with Ken and Jennifer and Rich and a fellow named Patrick Creedon, who is a documentary filmmaker known for films such as Wordplay and IOUSA, has decided to turn his attention to childhood hunger in America. He has a 4-minute YouTube documentary called Going to Bed Hungry, The Changing Face of Child Hunger. So, Patrick, we're happy to have you here to bring us up to date. Are there any surprises? We all know there's a big problem with millions of children going to bed hungry every night in America. It's appalling. What do you lend to the story that's new?
Well, here's a shocker. 1 in 5 children in America go to bed hungry every night.
What an outrage.
That's a shocker for me. I mean, I have three kids of my own. My wife and I make our documentaries together. So when I heard that, and I heard about this story, I wanted to get involved and I wanted to help tell it.
All right. So telling it from what perspective? How did you decide to engage yourself and your attention?
We wanted to tell the story from the perspective of young people. Hunger and food insecurity is a really sensitive topic. I mean, it's not the kind of thing if people are experiencing they necessarily really want to talk about, because there's a lot of people are embarrassed. There's some shame attached to that.
Well, we tend to focus, Patrick, on, we've talked so much in the last 3-4 months about Ebola, and we point at those guys over there. Look at all the right. Hunger and the problems over there. Hello, go to the streets of Atlanta.
You're absolutely right. There's this feeling that problems of this magnitude exist very far away from us, and of course a lot of them do, and Ebola is an example of that. Hunger in America is everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's down the street. It's in your local public school. It's in the communities that we live in and that we love so much. And there's a great way for people to get involved. And I really believe that by getting sort of out of yourself, if you will, and stepping away from your own challenges and helping others, it's a great way to spend your time.
Especially this time
a wonderful
of year.
Project for us.
This time of year, it seems to more beguile us than other times of the year. You think
doesn't
that's
it?
Yeah, it does.
Thanks yeah, it does. Yeah. There's something almost magical mm-hmm. about sharing a meal. Mm-hmm. And this time of year is really, we're right. all gearing up towards Thanksgiving.
Just on Halloween, there were kids coming by collecting canned goods for the local church. Down in my lobby of my building here, they're collecting food. At the schools, there are free meals for underprivileged kids. I want to know how a child can go hungry in the United States of America these days with all of the programs and charities that seem to go on to feed hungry kids.
Well, in our film, we profiled three families. One of the families, the father died unexpectedly. That was a big shock to them, and it affected their finances greatly. Another family, a father, a 47-year-old man, had a heart attack, was out of work for months. These are the kinds of reasons that people are experiencing hunger. We're not talking about people who are suffering and maybe living downtown or living under a bridge. We're talking about families that live in middle America that whose kids look a lot like our kids. And so we were able to, we interviewed hundreds of people, but we found three families whose problems could happen to anyone.
You know,
and that, I think, was what really opened our eyes.
Before we lose sight of time here, one of the things that's most appalling about this is looking at the way the government wastes money on programs that don't work. work, the simple collection of people who are in the business of helping people because that's their business, and that isn't the government's business. It's the business
right.
of churches and some of these other organizations that you can find in every community. And they work well. The rallying cry goes out. People get together. I just donated some money the other day to a fellow who came to ask me to help a particular project that was working with children in the community where I live. And I think he came to me because I'm a town meeting member, maybe. I don't know why he came to me, and I didn't ask him. I had a quick five-minute conversation with him. I gave some money to him to help out, and I've been asked to help in other ways, and I probably will. What really appalls me, and this becomes a political statement, I suppose, to a point, I am so disgusted by a government that wants to bring people into this country to take jobs away and thus money and thus the ability to buy food from families. And we have all these programs supposedly to help those people who are unemployed, welfare, blah, blah, blah. It just, we have so many contradictions and oxymoronic realities. And the fact that we have children in neighborhoods, as you're suggesting, in every community in this country that are going to bed hungry. And part of it is because of the economy. I was just about to say, I remember a guy who lost his job in 2008 when the recession or depression, whatever you want to call it, started. He hasn't had a job since. His wife has worked a little bit, but they basically got thrown out of their home. The family lived in a car for a while. They ate maybe once a day. Those are the kind of people, and those are the kind of problems that have come about as a result of the downturn in the economy, which has affected millions of families.
All right, so Patrick, how can we help?
Doug, it's I won't pretend to have all the answers to the challenges we face.
Focus on
but,
it anyway.
But I do know this. There's a I produced the film with Unilever, Project Sunlight. They're a great organization that are committed to creating a brighter future for children.
Mm-hmm.
And so together with their team, we created a toolkit, which is very simple and informative and actually quite fun for families to get involved in helping others. The toolkit is at projectsunlight.us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very easy way to get involved, and it's a great way not just to help others, but to help your own community. You're really kind of helping yourself when you do this.
So it's projectsunlight.us. Projectsunlight.us. All right, Patrick, thank you.
You want to see the documentary? We have it at DougStephan.com.
And I'll tell your audience, I challenge them to watch the film and not tear up a little bit. It's very emotional. And at the end, it's very inspiring as well. Really proud to have been associated.
All right. Well, we appreciate you telling us the story, and we posted it at DougStephan.com as well, Patrick. Thanks for being here. Patrick Creedon on Good Day. Dr. Joy Brown is here with us. She's a radio personality, been on the air for a long time. I don't want to say how long, really, because it'll sort of impact.
I was
long time.
855-99-DR Joy. You can call that number 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She'll answer your questions on the air on her program from noon to 3 Eastern time. You can find that at drjoy.com. So you just heard us talking about families in stress, children not getting enough to eat. What does the family call? We often talk about individual problems when you and I are having our moments to help people figure out how do they handle certain problems. What happens when a father and or a mother can't take care of their family? What does go on?
Well,
how do you maintain? How do you hold on to the unit?
Well, let's look at it several different ways. And I basically agree with your guest. I work with Food Bank in New York and City Harvest, both of which, as far as I'm concerned,
do
the basics, which is just feed people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard to find a job. It's very hard to find your dignity. It's very hard to find your sense of inner calm if your tummy's rumbling. And, I think that this country, first of all, this is the time of year where, you know, everybody kind of is gearing up for Black Friday and, you know,
and Black Monday.
And everything. You know, one of the things that my listeners are really good about doing is sort of thinking about giving back or giving to people that don't have. There was one year where a woman called in and said, how do I explain to my kids that there's not going to be any Christmas? Both of us have jobs, but they don't start till January. And I did my thing about, you know, well, look, this, you know, Christmas is really about, is not really about stuff. It's about loving and peace and stuff like that. And listeners called up and went to the post office and they took their kids shopping for this family. And the reason I know about it is some guy from the post office called up and said, "Do you have the zip code for this person?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "I've had like 15 people who came in with their kids who wanted to send presents to these people so that they would have something for Christmas." So, you know, I think it's a great time of year to, instead of buying somebody a gugah that they probably don't need or want, to at least take part of that and get your kids involved in it. Yeah. And sort of saying, look, we have so much, let's give to somebody else. Because we know that not having enough to eat, worrying about where you're going to live, is incredibly stressful on everybody. And if we can kind of make people feel a little safer, a little happier, world peace will be ours.
I think there's just an underscore to that. The essence of thinking about others instead of yourself. And maybe that's
that's kind of the point of this time of year, really.
Right.
You know,
let's not make your children the number one focal point, but helping others probably is a good message. From Dr. Joy at drjoy.com.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
This is a familiar ring. Richie.
Do that mambo, Doug.
Time for the mambo in to the life of pet care expert Dr. Warren Eckstein. Boombalunga. All right, Warren's going to be focused on the usual things that are important for your... I have a question, or maybe this is a discussion. I don't know. We'll pose it now. Let Warren think about it for a minute. Animal rights activists are protesting an upcoming show on the Discovery Channel. If you don't know about that, we will talk about it and see whether it really is something to be concerned about. That's up next here is Warren Eckstein in the Pet Show Business Loop on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Scribd, an ebook subscription service that lets you read as much as you want for $8.99 per month, recently added 30,000 audiobooks to its service at no extra charge. Available now on Android, iOS, and the web, the audiobooks are streamed directly from Scribd, which means you can start listening to books immediately. The audiobooks live in a dedicated section within the app where staff picks and the most popular titles are highlighted. The Scribd app will let you quickly skip chapters, skip backward or forward 30 seconds, and download audiobooks audiobooks to your device for offline playback. Feel like you're about to fall asleep? The app also lets you bookmark locations and set a sleep timer. Some books even support playback at faster speeds to help you speed read or speed listen. The 30,000 audiobooks join Scribe's 500,000 ebook titles in an attempt to draw users away from other similar services like Oyster, Audible, and Amazon's Kindle Unlimited. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Seven's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
All right, so PETA is protesting, Warren, an upcoming show on the Discovery Channel where a fellow attempts to get swallowed, in fact, was swallowed, I think, wasn't he, Jennifer, by a giant anaconda snake?
Yeah, he went into a snake-proof suit, and then his big safety device was he tied a rope around his ankle, and as the snake digested him, and he took video from inside the snake's belly, then I guess someone pulled him out and tried, you know, saved him.
So PETA's protesting a predator python?
Very good. Nice use of alliteration, Rich.
That's
high five.
That's right.
I have a lot of differences between what I believe and what PETA believes in terms of actions that are taken. However, in this scenario, I got to agree with PETA. What's the purpose of it? Are we going to learn anything about the snake?
Well, fed the snake.
Well, yeah, but the snake would have fed himself. He was, what, 22 feet long? He could have found something to eat, I'm sure. But the bottom line is, as far as I'm concerned, anything you do that's not natural to an animal for human needs or whatever is abusive. This is abusive to me. They abuse the snake. There's no reason for it. Nothing we're going to learn from
it.
Wait
a minute. So what happened? Did the guy...
I don't know what the end result of this was.
Did the snake digest the guy, or did they cut the snake open and get the guy out?
Have to assume that the snake was killed to get the guy out. I mean, unless you can make a snake throw up.
I don't think the snake was killed. I think they just don't like the fact that they were messy. I think the snake is fine.
The snake survived?
Mm-hmm. They yanked the guy out backwards. So what is does an anaconda have teeth?
Anaconda has lots of teeth, and it's very difficult because their teeth, like most snakes, face backwards. So when they grab their prey, the prey can't get away. Having been bitten by a rattlesnake, I can tell you how their teeth really work. But the bottom line is there's no purpose for this. I don't see any reason for it. I don't see any purpose for it.
According to the article I'm reading, he just entered the belly of the anaconda, and then he was fished out.
Fished out. But again, think about it from this point of view. What was the purpose? It was for him. Media.
Yeah, right. It was all just for a media.
And the snake is alive and well.
And the snake survived. Well, good for the snake. I'm glad the snake survived.
So what do these snakes eat normally? What is it, 22
foot snake? You're talking about calves, pigs. The snakes have the ability to dislocate their jaws. So they can eat animals that are 5, 10 times what you would think their size. And they take them in nice and soft.
I can do that at Thanksgiving.
This is so gross.
Not unusual. Usual for a snake like that to actually be able to take in a
What is that animal doing on the earth? Why is there something that does that?
If there weren't snakes around on the earth, we would be inundated with rodents and other types of animals that they take care of and keep everything in check. Mother Nature knows what she's doing.
I'm okay with spiders and snakes. They do serve a good purpose.
Exactly. I just took a spider
bite yesterday.
Like where I am in Arizona today, I have tarantulas around. I love them. I pick them up. I play with them. I hug them. It's just me.
What?
They don't bite, right?
Yes, they do bite. They don't sting, they do bite. But usually, generally speaking, they very rarely will bite. And if they do, it's kind of like a bee sting.
How do you bathe a tarantula?
It's not a pet, although people keep them as pets. I mean, I have them wild outside. I go outside, say good morning.
How do you bathe a snake?
Carefully.
Think about it. You bathe your cat, your dog, right? But how do you bathe? How do you take care of this kind of...
It's fine. They shed. It's fine until you get shampoo in their eyes. Then they get a little...
Really? All right. Well, there it is, folks. The end all, the be all.
Hysterical.
Warren Eckstein. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. bottles, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.